Simon & Schuster Audio presents Chain of Gold, Last Hours, Book 1, by Cassandra Clare. Read by Fenty Williams. For Clary, the real one. Part 1. That was a memorable day to me, for it made great changes in me. But it is the same with any life. Imagine one selected day struck out of it, and think how different its course would have been. Pause, you who read this, and think for a moment of the long chain of iron or gold, of thorns or flowers that would never have bound you, but for the formation of the first link on one memorable day. Charles Dickens, Great Expectations. Days passed, 1897. Lucy Herondale was 10 years old when she first met the boy in the forest. Growing up in London, Lucy had never imagined a place like Broseland. The forest surrounded Herondale Manor on all sides, its trees bent together at the tops like cautious whisperers, dark green in the summer, burnished gold in the fall. The carpeting of moss underfoot was so green and soft that her father told her it was a pillow for fairies at night, and the white stars of the flowers that grew only in the hidden country of Idris made bracelets and rings for their delicate hands. James, of course, told her that fairies didn't have pillows. They slept underground, and they stole away naughty little girls in their sleep. Lucy stepped on his foot, which meant that Papa swept her up and carried her back to the house before a fight could erupt. James came from the ancient and noble line of Herondale, but that didn't mean he was above pulling his little sister's plaits if the need arose. Late one night, the brightness of the moon woke Lucy. It was pouring into her room like milk, laying white bars of light over her bed and across the polished wood floor. She slipped out of bed and climbed through the window, dropping lightly to the flower bed underneath. It was a summer night, and she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?